To Italy now, where for decades the streets of Naples have been menaced by the Camorra Mafia. But underneath those streets, beneath the cobblestones, lies a gem of early Christian art, the catacombs of San Gennaro. Well, now a local priest is trying to bring the mafia and the art together. Christopher Libse has our story.
Head to the inner city neighborhood of Sanità in Naples, and you might hear this song playing in a back alley. In local dialect, the singer relishes in buying and using a breadbasket full of drugs off Sanità's streets.
Questo è un ghetto.
This is a ghetto.
Don Antonio Lofredo is the parish priest of Sanità. When he arrived here about a decade ago, he found three levels of frescoes, chapels, and cubicles beneath the neighborhood's trash-strewn streets. It's a burial ground that dates to the 2nd century, and it's the largest of its kind in southern Italy. But back then, tourists only wound up in this part of town by mistake. Lofredo saw an opportunity.
Quando abbiamo incominciato questa intuizione, abbiamo preso un po' I ragazzi che si
trovano. We took kids with one foot in the streets and one foot in the church, so to speak.
Some of them even came from mafia families.
Posso dirlo perché parliamo con una televisione lontana, con una radio lontana.
I can say this because your audience is far away. It could easily be the case that the sons of a boss are here, and one of them has nothing to do with the mafia.
Lofredo says crime families often feel trapped by a life they were born into, and are eager to find alternatives for their kids. So he put them to work, fixing up the catacombs that had been seriously neglected. Mud and dirt covered much of the floor, an old lighting system left much of the artwork in shadows, and a storeroom had been stuffed with waste and old equipment from a nearby hospital. All of it had to go.
Hanno incominciato che erano 16 anni, adesso sono già in presa nei loro 20 anni.
When we started, they were 16-year-olds. Now they're in their 20s, and they're paid because they're entrepreneurs. It's not hard to offer alternatives to crime if you're creative and available.
After fixing up the catacombs, they went to work in management, the ticket office, and as guides. One of them is Vincenzo Porzio.
Okay, prego. Here we are in San Gennaro's catacombs. And when you say catacombs of Naples, it's not like the normal catacombs of Italy. The catacombs of Naples, as you can see, are really large, extended, and not deep underground. It's not a small place. It's not a claustrophobic place.
Mosaics it's of jaw-dropping really beauty glisten under high-tech lighting, paid for through donations and grants from such corporations as IBM and Vodafone, as well as local foundations. Tombs that once housed the remains of Christian saints and martyrs are carved right into hardened volcanic ash and look like the inside of a surrealist beehive.
It's like Gaudi was the architect, no?
The effect is breathtaking, and ticket sales have increased to the point that the catacombs help employ roughly 40 people, mostly young. That's 40 jobs in one of the poorest neighborhoods in one of the poorest regions of Italy, where youth unemployment is well over 50%. Like many, Porzio initially fled Naples in search of work.
I was working in London for 1 year, and when this opportunity was open in our future, I rushed to Naples. Just because if you have to use your personal energy, I think that it's better that you use that energy for your own town than for foreign town.
The transformation surrounding the catacombs is remarkable, says Vincenzo Galgano, a former chief prosecutor of Naples, especially considering the neighborhood's rough reputation.
Ma era l'eroina. L'eroina che procurava un asservimento definitivo.
It was heroin. Heroin has destroyed the poor, like syphilis in the 1500s, like the plague. I think Don Antonio has come up with a cure for the social illnesses that afflict the Sanità neighborhood.
The prosecutor was so impressed by the turnaround, he told his staff to nix the gold watch for his retirement a few years ago and put the money instead towards restoring a San Gennaro fresco. Today, the catacombs have their own restoration studio. Before the full-scale makeover, roughly 5,000 visitors came per year. Now, it's up to 40,000. Vincenzo Porzio says that's had a huge impact on the neighborhood.
Okay, they pay the ticket for the catacombs, but then they go to drink a coffee. They go to get a pizza. I went in a small shop that sell ham and cheese, and they said, oh, Enzo, can we invent some things with the tourists? So can you imagine how the mentality is changing? They are going out from the ghetto with the mind because they are having new guests. So just having a new guest, it's changing the way to see the district, the way to catch the opportunity, and even the way to do business.
Or, as the priest who all got it started says about the mafia, don't fight it, cure it, by offering something beautiful in its place. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Livesay in Naples.